This is Jane and Darren's Big Backyard.
It is the Big Backyard.
It's also the Big House. You've got Big House straight
after.
Oh,
Big House. Yeah, that's coming up. And we're talking to Peter from Grand Designs.
Because
it's the open building stuff.
Yes, from 10 to 4 today and tomorrow. And you've actually got to go online because lots of the places are so popular that you've got to book in.
You can't even just queue up now.
I want to go to the Collingwood College Dolls House.
Yes.
That would be a good thing to do. Or the Tapestry Workshop down in Park Street in South Melbourne.
Right.
Beautiful old building where they do these gorgeous tapestry designs. There's loads to look at.
I still haven't been to the car park at the Melbourne University where they shot some of MasterChef during the season.
Did they?
And that was also the garage where Mad Max would have his cars worked on.
Oh, it's because it's all underground.
Underground,
you know?
Yeah, that's
and
right.
It's got a park on the top, beautiful courtyard paving area.
So all of that and
lots
more.
Of things happening in the open house. I shall be listening with pleasure.
Excellent. And look who's wandered in, not Keith Richards, but from Diggers. Keith Edwards, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you doing, guys?
I'm really well.
Why we did that, I don't know why we suddenly called you Keith Richards.
Well, listen, I don't mind.
It
I
must
just
be
wish
the
I
air
could get
guitar
some royalty
that...
out of it or
well,
something.
Well, as long as you don't look like him because he's a bit wary, you know, like his face is all... It's lined, isn't it?
It is.
Looks like a tram sort of run over him.
It's a really, really, you know, one of those very unusual faces.
It's a landscape, not a face.
It's a landscape.
Now, you've come in because it's potato planting season and you've barged in and you said straight away, Keith, don't plant your potatoes in stacks of tyres.
Yeah, a lot of people think this is a wonderful way to use a commodity that's no longer of any use. So they stack their tyres up and they fill it with compost.
Which is fair enough, you'd think.
But I mean, tyres are full of horrible, nasty chemicals that will leach, and cadmium is one of those that leaches out, and it will be taken up by the potato. So that's one of the last things, because it's highly carcinogenic, and it's one of the last things you
it
want to be
It is just that
in.
Thing I used to tell people that, and I've suddenly gone, no, don't say that anymore, because you get carried away with the idea of recycling a product.
That's right.
You think, oh, good, I'll go and get some recycled tyres and fill them up with compost and a bit of soil.
Yep.
But don't do it.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
No, there's better ways of doing it. The best way is to start off with a wire cage, a round cage, and put some compost in the bottom, put your potatoes in that, and then as the new stems start to come up, you follow that up with straw, putting it around those, and keep on forcing the first two leaves right up, as high as you want to go up.
And even sort of a metre or a metre and a half.
I've seen them easy, a metre and a half. And then it'll produce beautiful little potatoes all the way down.
Would you say that the potatoes are one of the easiest vegetables to grow?
They're a fabulous, easy vegetable to grow, and they're one that you get such a good return on.
And the most eaten, aren't they, when you think about it?
Absolutely.
Yeah, potato salad, chips, mashed potatoes, fritters, hash browns, it goes on.
Yep. It does. Absolutely.
Now, in the olden days, we used to have washed and unwashed spuds. That was about the choice.
Yeah, that's right.
And now you have spuds, heirloom spuds, all sorts of... I went down to the potato man at the Paran Market yesterday and he's just got a plethora of amazing, amazing potatoes down there.
Yeah, they are. There's some wonderful varieties. We've been a little bit less... we've lost a few this year, not through disease or anything else, but mainly through water. You know, there's been this real deluge of water.
So they're saturated.
They're saturated, so that we haven't been able to get them out of the ground.
Yeah.
So the ones that we're really pushing this year, we've got Nicola, which is a 1973 heirloom from Germany. Flavoursome and buttery and with a hint of sweetness.
Yeah.
Dutch cream.
Dutch cream's always popular.
Which is naturally from Holland.
Yeah.
The Nicola are quite larger. And I bought some yesterday and I must grow them this year because they're a really lovely one to roast.
They are.
And they're very fluffy when you sort of do them up as a mashed potato.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they're probably one of the most resistant to eelworm. The Nicola, Sebago, which is an excellent all-rounder. It's ideal for mash or boiling, so that's another good one. And then another one is actually, which is a little bit more unusual, is Royal Blue.
Right.
Which has got a blue or a purpley coloured skin that actually fades when it's cooked. Yeah,
and it's fairly oblong, too, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I'm looking at a photo of it here.
So are these heirloom... What would you call it, heirloom potatoes?
These are all heirloom varieties, yeah. These are varieties that have got, you know, history and provenance. They're not just, something that's been created in a laboratory. So there's lots of, you know, good history about these particular varieties. And you'll notice on every one of our bags, it'll say
certified seed potatoes.
Meaning?
That was my
Tell
next
people
question.
What it is.
Right.
What
yeah.
does
well,
that mean? Well, what it means is that these are seed grown. They're grown in such conditions that there is no they're guaranteed that you'll not get any problems with them in terms of disease or anything else.
Right.
And it's one of the most important things to be putting into your soil is good quality seed grown potatoes.
Can you grow potatoes? You know how tomatoes, you don't ever put them in the same spot because they
exactly.
carry diseases and it kind of goes on.
Yep.
You've got to move the spot from year to year. Is it the same with potatoes?
It is, because that's what happened with the old Irish potato famine.
The famine, that's
yeah.
right.
That was exactly the same thing. They're growing the same thing year in, year out. It pulls all the same nutrients and everything else out of the soil, depletes them, and then disease and everything else comes in. That was a huge famine that was created by by that particular problem.
And they come in the bag, and I'm feeling that they're whole, and so do you plant them whole?
You plant them whole.
Yeah, so you just leave them as they are.
You put them, probably about 200 mil apart.
Yeah.
In whole pieces. You don't go cutting them up and just using the eyes, because what can happen where that cut is, that's where
the fungus
and everything else that can just rot, and then you've wasted a whole lot of time and effort.
Yeah. 96900693. Keith Edwards is here from Diggers Seeds.
And maybe you're a spud grower out there and you'd like to tell us your tricks about growing potatoes.
Yes. Give us a ring, or any other questions about seeds or diggers or any general gardening
exactly.
questions as well, because we've got two of the experts here, Keith and Jane, that are going to help you. 96900693 is the number to call. Call now.
The Big Backyard for Backer Design Recliners. The ultimate in comfort. Designed and built in Norway.
And to Betty, good morning.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes, hello.
Hello, Betty.
Hello, Jane. How are you?
Good. We got a question for... Have you got a question of us?
No, I don't have. I was listening to you talking about the potatoes.
Oh, with Keith,
I was going to just reminisce about when I was a child in the country at Genoa. I'm not too sure if you know where Genoa is.
I know Genoa. It was the last place to be hooked up for the electricity in Victoria.
Oh, you're a smart girl, you are.
No, I had a friend who used to be at Mallacoota, and she'd always tell me about this very fantastic party they had when Genoa's substation got turned on.
Finally.
So to speak.
That's right. Anyway, this is probably back late 50s, early 60s. We're on a farm, five children on a farm with their parents, and we used to plant up to an acre of potatoes with Dad ploughing the ground and making a furrow, and these five children have a 20-litre bucket of potatoes, and we'd be planting them by hand.
Oh, see, slave labour that was.
Oh, well, I don't know. We didn't have a problem with it.
No, I know.
But the same thing applied when they were ready for digging up whatever. The same thing applied. Dad would dig them up with the plough, and we'd go along behind with our buckets and pick them up.
Oh, yes. And weren't you got your hands dirty and it was good?
I didn't like getting my hands dirty. I can still remember my dad calling me dainty because he did not get my hands dirty. And it wasn't the right place to worry about dirty hands.
No, exactly.
It's a dirty job, but it's a good job.
It's a beautiful job.
Bags of potatoes, because we're in the country and we just have all these bags of potatoes in the shed.
Yeah.
I remember up at some relations of ours up at Sassafras doing the same thing as a kid, just... it was exciting, ripping into the soil and finding potatoes.
Like little surprise packets.
One thing my dad did, though, he used to grow them so big we had to cut them in half to fit them into the bags. I bet they didn't.
Oh, wow.
They're big ones.
Big ones. Thanks, Betty.
Okay.
Thanks, Betty.
Irene joins us. Good morning.
Hi. We've just recently dug up some potatoes. I didn't realise it was growing season now. But the thing we were worried about was, when do you know it's time to dig them up?
Well,
that is such a good question.
It is.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Everyone wants to know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, so what we suggest you do, Irene, is when you look at the plant, as the plant comes up and it starts to produce its flowers, if you then go in through the side of the hole or the mound where the potatoes are, you can actually do what's called bandicooting, and that is to find all the lovely little small new potatoes and just pick those off and then leave the others in the ground. And you go and stick those in some boiling water and get out the butter and the salt, and you'll have probably one of the best meals you'll ever have.
But you can leave them a bit longer. Once the flowers have been, you'll see that the whole green shoots
starts to die off.
And that's the time
generally
too.
Yeah, and we suggest that you leave the plant to die right down and then leave it for about 3 weeks. And the reason for that is that the actual skin of the potato gets nice and thick and hard, and then they will store for a good period of time.
There we go. Thanks, Irene. To Heather, good morning.
Morning. Gadisha seeds or plants.
Gee, where's Heather? You're reminding me of something that I haven't seen for many a long year.
What's Gadisha?
I bought a bunch recently at a nursery. Yep. I know my grandmother used to grow them.
That's right, yeah.
And I found them in a very old Yates or, you know, garden book that I have that they've mentioned. And they're cut flower.
Oh, they're a lovely cut flower.
I don't know why they're not used.
You're talking of Gaudetia, aren't you?
Yes.
Gaudetia.
Yes.
And they come in mainly sort of mauves and blues.
Yes, they're beautiful.
And they're gorgeous.
Are they hard to grow?
Well, they used to be such a thing that you'd grow Gaudetias along with your petunias that time of the year, you know.
But and we can't find a seed.
Well,
anymore.
What a strange thing. Diggers haven't got them?
We don't have them, no. No, we don't have them at all. They've got to be... because of the range of heirlooms that we carry, we've got to have seeds that we're turning over on a regular basis in order to keep them alive.
Yes.
You know?
So, but I'm going to find out. Maybe Yates might have them, you know. I don't know. But, Heather, I'll do some homework. Would you like to leave your phone number with Leona?
Hold there, Heather.
Yeah, and I'll have a look for some Gaudetia seeds because I'm sure someone will have them. And maybe a listener might have a packet somewhere along the way. Lovely plants, and it's one of those things you don't hear of anymore.
No.
Hey, Keith, what's the Keith Edwards story? Before Diggers, where were you? You've been in the industry a long time, haven't you?
I have been in the industry a long time, about 35 years. So my background is actually landscape design, landscape architecture.
Yeah.
And that's something that I'm actually I'm returning back to.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so Diggers is now offering garden consultations and garden designs where I'll go around and speak with people. And help them lay out a garden or help them design a garden.
So from seed to spud to landscaping,
absolutely.
The whole gamut.
Absolutely.
I want to talk about seed sowing in a minute because it is coming up time to be, spring is nearly upon us. And if you're interested in sowing seed, it's the most economical way to grow plants, isn't it?
The most rewarding way of actually getting some vegetables and
don't
so
you
forth.
Think?
Absolutely.
I just think it's, and for kids when they're at school and things, and they or even at home, you put a little punnet or even in a yogurt container, you stick something in there and watch it grow.
And one of the best things for children to get them involved is actually the French breakfast radish, which only from sowing the seed to pulling out of the soil and popping in the mouth is 7 weeks. And these are not a hot, spicy variety.
They're just crunchy.
They're just a beautiful flavoured, so the kids really love them.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
And speaking of landscaping, did you see that during the week it was the Victorian Landscape Architecture Awards?
I didn't.
Yeah, they were wrong.
Oh, well, I'll have to follow that through.
Yeah. Good. 25 past eight.
The Big Backyard for Backer Design Recliners. The ultimate in comfort, designed and built in Norway.
I'm just looking through the Diggers seed catalogue. There's a pumpkin called Turk's Turban.
Oh, it's a ripper.
Wonderful.
And
it
looks like a Turk's Turban.
It does, with a little knob on the top.
That's right.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
What a classic.
And the pumpkins, of course, they're great things to grow, aren't they?
Now, Keith, you're going to stick around for another half hour.
I'd love to stick around for another half hour.
Can we talk seeds?
I'd love to talk seeds.
Good.
That's what we're all about.
Beautiful.
Yes. So that's coming up, 96900693. Stand by for Dennis O'Kane. He's going to keep us updated.
We could also find out whether Keith is a foodie or a foodista or whatever
fashionista.
Those horrible things that. Someone called me a gardenista the other day.
Oh,
I think
did you
they
smash
were tongue
them?
In cheek. I said, do not ever call me that again.
Jane Edwards and
foodie.
The gardenista.
No, don't. No. That's a stupid word.
Stand by for the news here on 3AW 693. Not a bad morning. Tomorrow, even better. Dennis has the weather, all the sport, and more. He's next.